Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now as we do the, let me do the PSA one more time. It's sort of a PSA. Starting next week, Lock and Load is shifting from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And very, very shortly in Northern California, this will be the opening of Lock and Load TV for anybody that's ever wanted to watch a radio host do a TV show. And now, let's move on. So joining me now from thetruthaboutguns.com is the editor-in-chief, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
How's it going?
Oh, gosh, there's nothing at all going on here. I don't know what's going
on
there.
Yeah, I saw how much was going on there where you work. You can't get past me on that one. You can't get past me on that one. I know you've been busy.
Just another quiet day in the gun world.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So so thanks for joining us this evening, Dan. Maybe we could talk again later. What has been catching your eye, or have you been just overwhelmed?
Well, by far, of course, the biggest news of the day is the Supreme Court's decision not to decide anything in the case of New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus City of New York. They sat still and allowed the city and state of New York to dodge the case by changing the law, which Justice Alito pointed out is a horrible precedent to set and will no doubt come back to haunt them in the future. But they made their bed, and now they're going to lie in. Now, the other news is they've apparently there's a conference session set for I believe it's Friday, as they usually do, at the Supreme Court, where they take up cases that have applied for cert, and they're going to consider at least two, and maybe a number of other pending gun rights cases, of which can't possibly be have the underlying laws changed in the meantime to try and dodge it the way the city of New York did.
We're going to see where that goes, I think. But, I mean, I think there was a lot of legal minds that thought this was going to get mooted anyway.
There were some who did. You could tell by the things that a lot of people on the gun control side were saying that they didn't think it was going to get booted because a lot of it's in effect thrown in the towel on it. There's all kinds of hand-wringing about what the Supreme Court was likely to do and what it would mean for the proliferation of handguns in the United States. They basically quit, and they were just girding their loins for the worst possible outcome. I think this took a whole lot of people on the other side by surprise. Now, obviously, this is the case is in effect moot. There's no question that, the question at hand was, would the court allow the city to dodge a ruling on the underlying case as it was by changing the law at the last minute? And normally the court takes a very dim view of those things. The thought is that Chief Justice Roberts is in no mood to expand gun rights. That's the thinking anyway. He's apparently the new Kennedy on the court. And Kavanaugh actually agreed with him, although he wrote an opinion saying this case is moot. I can't argue that it's not. But we need to immediately take up at least one or more additional Second Amendment cases to basically to address the what's been going on in the 10 years since Heller and McDonald were handed down in this country, where lower courts have been thumbing their noses at gun rights ever since.
Now, right above that on the website, Second Amendment Foundation has got a lot of cases in the hopper.
Yeah, I've got a whole list of cases here that have been quote unquote distributed, meaning they have gone to the court, and the court has at least pending a decision as to whether to hear them or not. Some of them are pretty consequential. Probably three of the biggest. There's one called Metz versus Barr, which prevents, that's challenging the prevention of out-of-state people to buy handguns. So basically, if I'm in Texas and I drive to Louisiana and I want to buy a handgun, I can't do that. I can buy a shotgun, I can buy a rifle, but I can't buy a handgun.
Right.
There's Rogers versus Gruel, which challenges New Jersey's May issue public area laws. There's Pena versus Horan, which is basically challenges California's micro-stamping law. There is another one, like the New Jersey case, called Gould versus Blitzen. That's challenging the case in or the May issue system in Massachusetts. There's no end of these out there,
right?
So, if the court is willing, it can find a way to address Second Amendment rights. If we are right back to where we were before under Kennedy, the conservative side may avoid taking these because they're not sure how Roberts will rule, and they would rather have him not rule at all than rule against them. That's the fear.
So is that more of a inter-Supreme Court strategy going on there than it is?
Yeah, that's really why no Second Amendment cases were taken in the 10 years following Heller and McDonald,
right?
Because nobody could, the pro-gun forces could not predict how, on what side Kennedy would come down.
Yeah.
And the question is, are they now making that same calculation about Roberts?
Well, we're going to see. I'm not a big Roberts fan, but at the same time, it was instructional to watch him during the impeachment. I thought that was sort of entertaining. Let me get you to hang on right there. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Now, TheTruthAboutGuns.com, over the weekend, they broke something about the something that happened in California about ammo. And, I mean, when I say break, I mean that's one of those things where as soon as the information is available, it's posted somehow, some way. I don't know how they do it that fast. They must be like the fastest typists in the world. But this is the kind of thing you get, that kind of prolific news flow. And you can find that at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. I want to ask you a question about, there's one article there where, you know, you do the typical what you carry on a daily basis. And one of the weapons you have showing there is a Glock 43 clone, which is to say a Poly 80 Glock or a Poly 80 pistol or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Have you ever run one of those?
I have not. I've never had the pleasure of building or shooting a Polymer 80 gun. But we just ran a little series on building a Polymer 80 gun. A three-part series in conjunction with our friends at Admiral Land and USA Carry. And the Travis Pike, one of our writers, went through the process of what it takes to build one and then to troubleshoot it and get it running and get it reliable and all that. But no, I have not had a chance to do that.
The reason I ask this is because I took two Poly 80 guns that were actually now these were actually a little more finessed, if you will. They were put together in a machine shop, and the slides were actually cut out of stock steel. So this was truly a homegrown Glock or a of that type of gun, and it's put together by one of my sponsors, Ace Firearms. And I took those two to Tactical Response, and they withstood everything. It was in June. It was in the dust. No issues at all. No, as a matter of fact, I broke down before the guns did.
I believe it.
But, I mean, they shoot better. They seem to shoot better for
really?
Me out of the box. Yeah, for me out of the box. And the other part about it that I like about it, because up to this point, up to the fifth gen of Glocks, I carried a lot of Glocks. I carried Glocks for 20 years, but I was never a big fan of them simply because there were so many things wrong with them that needed to be fixed. And then when Agency Arms became a sponsor, I could get them fixed. But then along comes Poly 80 and everything that, you know, one of these Glock modifiers would do was already in place on the frame of the Polymer 80. All the texturizing and making the trigger guard bigger and everything, it was always all there, all of, with a straighter grip angle, too. That's the other thing. It comes with a straighter grip angle. Yes, sir?
I just say that's the thing that bothers a lot of people about the Glock is the grip angle.
Yeah.
That's never bothered me in particular, but I know some people it really does, and especially if you switch back and forth between a Glock and another handgun, that could give you problems.
Yeah. And one thing that I've noticed over time is a lot of these guys that I know that used to be staunch 1911 people switched to Glock or did switch to Glock. I think nowadays there's some people that will switch. There's a lot of good polymer striker fired guns that have a better grip angle. And I don't think it's so locked up by Glock anymore. But Glock is, they finally, in the fifth gen, 35 years after they began, they finally got a few things right. But I think when I'm looking at Glock, I'm looking at a platform that I think we're going to see a lot of people start to home grow, like they, you know, all these people that do 1911s and all these people that do AR-15s. And, there's a lot
yeah.
of people. CZ-75 is a very cloned gun.
Right. I mean, because they're such classic designs that's so widely owned that they're standard. And there's a huge market for aftermarket parts
right.
to customize it and make it your own. And that's, you know, look at it's not quite as modular as an AR-15. It's not quite as plug and play, but it's pretty close. And you know, there's just no end to the aftermarket slides and barrels and magazine release buttons and slide stops and you name it, you can replace it. There are a lot of non-Glock locks out there. They're basically Glocks, but virtually every piece on the gun has been replaced to get it exactly the way the person wants it. And it's a standard for handguns out there, and it's very easy to customize.
One thing that Ace demonstrated to me, now the Poly 80s will work really good with a Glock upper, with a Glock slide. They'll work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They'll work just fine. With anything other than a Glock slide, you got to machine it.
Oh, really?
And I can't tell you all the names of the slides because I'm not going to get out there and slam a bunch of name brands out there. But let's just say when he started this project with these guns that he wanted to build, the idea was he was going to use slides from another company. And they started coming apart on him because I was the one shooting them. I took one out and shot it 400 rounds, and it started to come apart on the inside.
Yikes.
So then he took them all back, and then he pulled them all apart, and then he just decided to start cutting his own. And he has 5 or 6 CNC machines. So when he's cutting a slide, he's pretty much just, he's doing what you would find at Ace Firearms or Zev Technologies or Terran Tactical or any of this other stuff. He's doing it there in-house.
Yeah,
but the resulting fit that he put together was real good.
That's nice.
And in part of the tactical response thing, the first thing they want to teach you is that if a police officer walks up on you and tells you to drop the gun, to drop the gun.
Yeah.
So then we all have to drop our guns.
Yeah, which nobody wants to do.
Nobody wants to do, and I dropped mine. I dropped it right on its side at eyeball level, and it just landed. Nothing happened. Nothing happened to the gun. Didn't go off or anything else. And then I did get some of the instructors gave me some stuff about the paint scheme that was on them, because I told them to Cerakote it whatever he wanted to. And they were like, yeah, this is this way and this is that way. And I was like, if I gave it to you, would you take it? They, well, yeah, shut up. So anyway. I saw that, and I think a lot of people are going to go to that.
Sure. Plus, a lot of people, it's not that hard to build your own, and it's a great way to do it and stay off the government books.
There you go. Unless you buy them from, like, mine have serial numbers because they're manufactured. Truthaboutguns.com. This is a website, been in business for 10 years. A lot of people get their gun news there because there's a lot of gun news coming from there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says progress is being made in the fight against coronavirus, When it comes to opening states at the daily White House press briefing, the president says,
"We recommend that they do it as quickly as possible, but safely. We want everyone to be safe. And I think you're seeing that. You're seeing a lot of governors get out and they want to open it up. Many are thinking about their school system. Not a long way to go in the school system right now for this season, for this year. But I think you'll see a lot of schools open up, even if it's for a very short period of time. I think it would be a good thing."
And as far as testing, Vice President Mike Pence says progress is being made.
5.4 million tests. We've done more than 200,000 tests in a single day. As we met with governors today, I sense the enthusiasm among governors for the way that testing is scaling all across the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News. In financial news, your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 358 points to close Monday at 24,133. A Florida student has quite a decision to make when it comes to going to college. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The Florida high school senior is being praised for earning acceptance to all 8 Ivy League schools across the U.S. Jacksonville native Craig McFarland accepted to Yale, Princeton, Columbia, the University of Pennsylvania, Brown University, Dartmouth, Cornell University, and Harvard. And his acceptance letters were not limited to Ivy League schools. Craig was also accepted to 17 other colleges and universities. The 18-year-old is a valedictorian of his graduating class at Stanton College Preparatory School and has a weighted GPA of 4.98.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. All right, so I see this article here about the ammo. Ammo off again, and the D.C. police are doing firearm transfers. What are we referring to there? Because I know in California, you sent me the breaking news of there had been an injunction put against that, and then I think the Ninth Circuit came in and put it back, didn't they?
It certainly did.
Yeah.
As night follows day, this time these things happen. Judge Roger Benitez is gun owner's best friend in the California court system. He's a U.S. District Court judge.
Right.
And he was hearing the case of Rody v. Becerra, Rody being Kim Rody, the multi-gold medal-winning U.S. Olympic shooter. She's the main plaintiff in the case challenging the state of California's ammunition background check law. And for everybody who lives in the regular state around the country and isn't aware, if you want to buy a box of 22 ammo to go plinking on the weekend, you have to undergo a background check to buy ammunition in the state of California. And that's bad enough. But then there's the delays and the false denial. According to the state itself, and the evidence that was presented to Judge Benitez, 16.4% of the people who apply to buy ammo are denied. And those are almost all false denials. So a huge number of people in California can't buy ammunition for their firearms.
Now, I want to ask you, I don't know if I've ever asked this, but I want to ask this now. So, if you have a background check to buy a gun and you pass that, and you take the class that you have to take and you wait the 10 days that you have to wait to pick up a gun and everything, and that's every time you purchase a gun in California, you got to go through that whole procedure. What possibly is the justification for a ammunition background check?
Well, the gun controllers in California would argue that, okay, you pass and you have that gun, but something may have come up since you bought that gun that would disqualify you. Now, maybe they haven't gotten around to confiscating that firearm yet. Maybe you have committed a felony, or you have a domestic violence case complaint against you, or you have an order of protection issued against you or something like that. And California has its own bureaucracy involved in confiscating the firearms for those people. But maybe they haven't gotten around to that. Their justification for the ammo background check is, at least in the meantime, we'll stop you from buying ammunition.
Right. But they have a DOJ, a California DOJ gun confiscation team.
Yes, now they do.
They have that. They have a registry, right?
Correct.
I'm sure because they have a registry that not only are the guns you have registered, but the fact that you have guns are registered. I'm almost also certain that they have gun violence restraining orders, right? That they just extended those out to 110 days?
Yeah, they added 90 days to whatever the current limit is.
21 days. Yeah, 21 days. So they've got all that stuff in place. So, I guess I'm just too simple to understand. Surely they did not put that in place to make it harder for people to just enjoy the Second Amendment right to where they bought their bullets to go with their gun.
That's exactly what they did.
After they jumped through the flaming hoops.
Yeah, every hurdle they could possibly put up to lawful gun ownership, they will do. Short of and crossing over the line of infringing on an enumerated right. And, of course, the argument is that's exactly what they've done here. And Judge Benitez was convinced enough that he issued an injunction preventing the enforcement of the ammunition background check law. So he did that, I think it was Friday, and then the court came back, or I'm sorry, the state came back and applied, asked him to stay his order while their appeal could be heard. And while the case, until the case could be decided. Because again, he hadn't ruled on the case as a whole. He just issued an injunction preventing the law from being enforced because he found good cause that Californians were being damaged and their rights were being abridged. And he thought that law should not be enforced while the case was pending. So he denied the cases. Or the state's request to stay his own order. So the state did the next logical thing, which is to go to the Ninth Circuit and ask them to stay the order, which they did late. I think it was Saturday night.
Yeah, I think I got your notification.
Yeah, it's all running together these days. But yeah, they issued, they gave no justification. They issued, it was literally two lines saying that the court has received appellant's emergency motion for a stay. The request for an immediate administrative stay is granted. The district court April 23rd, 2020 preliminary injunction order is temporarily stayed pending further court order. The court will address the emergency stay motion by separate order. In other words, it said, okay, we'll kill Benitez's order for now. We won't tell you why. We won't give you justification for doing that, but we'll just do that, and we'll get back to you later with our reasoning. And they haven't done that yet. At least I haven't seen it yet. That was over the weekend. What happened was, of course, Judge Benitez was the same person who killed temporarily the high-capacity magazine limit law in California a while back and set up what everybody came to call Freedom Week in California, where people could buy
Freedom Week.
30-round magazine in California. And every retailer in the country was shipping 30-round magazines to California buyers in the great magazine airlift. And after the fact, it was the number that was thrown around by the San Francisco Chronicle and a few others was that over a million 30-round magazines were shipped in during that week. Unfortunately, Ammunition Freedom Week didn't last nearly as long. It didn't even go for 24 full hours.
Yeah, it went for like 5 hours, right? I tell you what, hang on for me right there because we're coming up on the break.
Okay.
We can talk about that if you want to. Or I've got a couple of questions for you as we head into the final segment. But for those of you that want to check out thetruthaboutguns.com, you'd be in good company. Just the people, go look at the comments. The comments are worth the price of admission. I used to actually butt heads with some of the commenters. I've learned to be just uneasily happy with them. It's very entertaining. The opinions out there are so varied. It's well worth the look. Check them out. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is coming to you from Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And I believe I'm going to make you flex that mental muscle there, boss. You ready for this?
I'll give it my best.
I believe all of this COVID-19 nonsense is just exactly that. It is nonsense. It is a very contagious pathogen, no doubt about it. People have died from it, no doubt about it. Although I'm waiting to see how many people have actually died from it, because if in New York City, where half of the deaths have occurred, of course, if you get hit by a bus and you have coronavirus, well, it was a coronavirus death, right? So
apparently.
Yes. So here's my concern. Now, I have watched us go through this, and I thought America did a really, really good job. And the problem is now that you got all of these tin pot dictators that are out there that want to push it another 2 weeks or something. And we're getting indications now that the food chain is about to break. Now, you and I, who are prepared for the zombie apocalypse, we didn't have to worry about that because America handled this pretty good, because we could still go to Walmart and get whatever we wanted for the most part, except toilet paper and Purell. But for the most part, everything else, you know, everybody has been able to eat, keep their power, and all this other stuff. If the food chain goes down, this is going to change rapidly. It's going to deteriorate rapidly. And, have you been looking at that?
I have. I heard, I didn't read it, but I saw the chairman of Tyson Foods, full-page ad he put in the New York Times today saying,
right,
we could be in real trouble here. And I think that there's no way to ignore that, and that's going to get the attention of a lot of people really quick, and meat is going to become the new toilet paper. I think a lot of people are all of a sudden going to run out tomorrow and stock up on meat the way they did toilet paper. Now, the difference, of course, is you can throw toilet paper in your basement, throw it in a closet, you can throw it in your garage, and pack it away, and it'll still be good in 10 years. Meat doesn't last. You can only keep as much around as you can in your freezer.
However big that is.
However big that is. And you can keep a fair amount around in your refrigerator for a little while, but you're going to have to cook it at some point, or it's going to go bad. So that is an issue. But yes, and there's all kinds of other complicating factors in terms of, you know, of how long farmers are going to keep chickens around that they might not be able to sell if Tyson Foods can't process chickens. That means they're not going to buy chickens from farmers.
If farmers
have a whole bunch of chickens around, they can't sell. Are they going to continue to feed them? Probably not. I understand there's a fairly limited window during which chickens are sold for processing, meaning they age and they grow to a certain size or weight or whatever. And once they get in that window, they're sold and processed, because if you keep much longer than that, then the processors don't want them because they're not as desirable. I don't know all the details of it. Pork apparently has a wider window like that. Cows have a wider window. There's all sorts of complications to the protein food chain that, could make something like this very difficult to deal with and manage. And we could have a lot of serious shortages in terms of meat. People are stocked up on rice and beans and are happy eating that for a long time, because that may be what a lot of people are going to have to do.
I have 5 cases of MREs.
So that's good. I've got a packed freezer, and every year we go in with some couple other families, and we buy a cow and have it cut up and butchered, and we split all that. We're about to do the same thing with a pig next month, and that pig is happily eating under a tree in Liberty Hill, Texas right now, and next month he's going to be butchered and he'll end up in my freezer. But not everybody has the option of doing that kind of thing.
Well, see, next door to me, I've got a cow farm.
Really?
And I'm seriously thinking about going to the guy and saying, listen, I am not Sergeant Rock anymore. I used to be Sergeant Rock a long time ago. And in exchange for me giving you assistance if you start getting looted, I'd like that black and white gentleman over there, if that's what it comes to. And just see what he has to say about it, because he's already done one thing. Like, the cows used to be free to roam his pastures, and now he has cordoned off the pasture to where they don't get as close to the road, so they can be picked off. Yeah, so, I mean, everybody's already looking forward. But, I mean, the thing that's really angering me, and I think that is going to be a problem in November for a lot of these tin-pot dictators, is that all of these things that we're going through right now, this is an unforced error on our part.
How so?
I don't think coronavirus was with us in December. Coronavirus was with us in January. It was as contagious then as it is now. We just didn't know about it. And there was no gigantic spike in deaths, because a lot of people die every 35,000 people die. No, 49,000 people die a week unnaturally in the United States. prematurely 49,000 people die a week in the United States. So everybody just thought it was a really bad flu.
Yeah.
And this, you know, this what we're looking at now. I mean, this, we didn't have to go this far. Plus, I don't know if you saw, you probably saw this, but in New York, they say that 2.7 million people have tested positive for coronavirus antibodies. You only get those by having coronavirus.
2.7 million in the city of New York?
The city of New York. Yes.
I can't believe they've tested that many people.
Well, they did somehow or another. In California, they in LA, they found 500,000 people.
Huh.
So there have been more people.
8 or 9 million people in the city of New York, so it's, what, a third almost?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to find out that this has been more prevalent, that the death rate is not as high, that more people had it, and all of this stuff that we did, shutting down everything about this, is all going to be a lie. And I can't wait to see how that goes.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a lie, but it was an extremely action. The question, of course, will be then be how many people would have died had we not done what we did? There's, of course, no way to answer that question.
Well, I mean, we're about to run out of time. But look at what they want. They're not doing. They're not treating people for cancer in hospitals right now.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, look. I wonder how many people died because of the way they restructure the hospitals. But you know, I look at this as a real, real big overreaction. This is. Absolutely, it should be respected. We should look at it, study it, try to figure out how to beat it. And in the meantime, we just keep on taking care of business like we did during H1N1, like we did when Ebola was out there in Africa and everybody thought it was going to sweep the world. Nobody stopped nothing. But anyway, this is just me ranting. Forgive me.
That's okay.
Check Dan out.
A lot of feel like ranting these days.
Yes, sir. Check Dan out at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me. I always appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to do a little AAR on the Supreme Court with Stephen Stambalia, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.